From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba postpones the trial of an American man facing a possible death sentence. Britain's Home Office compensates a Jamaican refused entry to the UK, and why the Jamaican football team is looking overseas for success. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Cuban authorities have postponed the trial of a U.S. citizen facing a possible death penalty for charges of planning armed attacks on the island. It appears that the delay is to allow the man's lawyer time to get to Cuba from Miami. The trial was due to start today. No new date has been set. Tom Gibb reports.
The postponement of the trial of Walter Van de Veer, a Miami resident who's been detained in Cuba since August last year, seems to demonstrate some flexibility on the part of the Cuban authorities. Until now, his U.S. lawyer had not been allowed to come to the island to take part in the trial. Instead, he was to be represented by a Cuban government-appointed defender who he'd refused to see or work with. The prosecution is seeking the death penalty, saying that Van de Veer came to Cuba to carry out armed actions aimed at overthrowing Fidel Castro's communist government. They say he tried to obtain weapons and recruit Cubans. But it's still unclear whether the case is really about a conspiracy or rather the bizarre dreams of a virulent anti-communist.